This is Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams and Glyn Lavender.
Hi, and welcome to episode 424 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from shuttersincpodcast.com, and joining me via Skype from Melbourne, Mr. Glyn Lavender from creativephotoworkshops.com.au. How are you?
I'm naked, Bruce.
Good to know. It's a good thing we don't do a video podcast.
I thought in the matter of being truthful to everybody, you know, they should not listen to a podcast of a naked host without them being aware that they're listening, because I think it just would be wrong. And I take this back from the Bangles, and I think it was the Bangles who you'd like to record naked laying on their backs in the recording studio
because
it
made
their voices sound better. I don't know, but I'd like to visualize it regardless. Yes. But I know some artists have actually done this, the whole naked laying on the back singing stuff.
Right.
I'm just effing hot.
Right.
So currently it's 43 outside. Which is,
quarter past nine at night.
Yeah, and it's 812 in my room because there's no air conditioning.
Right.
So it's somewhat little ball of sweatish.
Right.
just a touch hot.
Fantastic.
So I thought, well, you know, it seems I've forgotten all about the podcast and hadn't got any information together. This whole start of the year thing is kind of tricky to remember, isn't it?
It's very tricky to remember.
If I have to suffer laying in here in the heat to record a podcast, you guys should suffer by knowing I'm naked and thinking out all the way through.
Excellent.
There may be several naked references as we go along.
Excellent.
There we go.
Well, I'm happy to say that my 70 to 200 F4 arrived yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
And?
Loving it so far.
So you've looked through it, you've zoomed in and out and focused a few times?
I have done that, taken a bunch of awful photos.
Fence posts?
Went for a couple of those. Went for a little photo walk today at lunchtime, but didn't see anything that really inspired me, so didn't post anything. But yeah, do love the lens. So, yeah.
It's good to see it's opening up all these photo opportunities for you.
Yeah, exactly. I do need to get out and do some stuff before we head off to Sri Lanka in July, though, so I need to get well and truly familiar with the camera before then.
That's only 5 months.
That's right.
So talking
you know my current shooting rate.
Yeah, exactly. and abilities. So you're transitioning. How's that going? How's the ergonomics starting to feel to you?
Really nice. I'm very comfortable with the camera.
Did you buy the battery grip?
Yes, I did.
So you went to buy a really small camera to make bigger with a battery grip.
I did, yeah. And it's interesting that you bring that up because I'm kind of thinking I probably could have done without it.
Yeah, so what I would – and I would make this suggestion to anybody looking at buying this is buy the camera without the grip first.
Yeah.
See how it feels. And if you feel that your hands aren't quite comfortably balanced, then look at buying the grip.
Yeah. I've actually been thinking about that, considering the idea of actually going to Sri Lanka without the vertical grip.
I would recommend.
Just leave it at home. At the moment, I've only got one battery anyway, but I would probably buy a second battery before I go. And then that way I can at least be carrying a spare battery in the camera bag so that if I do deplete a battery in the course of a day, I've at least got a spare to get me through the remainder of the day. And then I can, charge them both up at night.
Yeah. So one of the criticisms of the Sony system has been their batteries. So how are you finding the battery? Don't tell me you lift that little cover down the bottom of the camera and there it is.
Yeah, that's
and you
right.
Don't do that old dad joke.
To be honest, I have not been out enough to see how long the battery will last in the course of a day of heavy shooting. I really need to do that. I need to devote a whole day to just going on a, maybe a photo walk through Sydney and just shooting lots and seeing how the battery holds up under, heavy tourist conditions, as it were.
On New Year's Eve, you were taking some long exposure shots though, weren't you?
Yeah, but nothing over 30 seconds.
Yeah, but that's still a test of that. And quite a lot, I'd imagine quite a few of them.
Yeah, 20. Not a lot. So like I said, I need to, you know, go away for a weekend and put it under normal touristy holiday usage and see how it holds up. But, I mean, to answer your question about New Year's Eve, it was a brand new battery at that point. It was not fully charged. And I think I used maybe 5 or 10% of the battery in those couple of hours that I was out. So,
yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see, you know, in a day of heavy shooting, how that would hold up.
Yeah.
But loving it so far, ergonomics-wise, really like the feel of it. Feeling very comfortable with the decision to go with the F4 version of the 70-200 rather than the 2.8.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because in the few days since we recorded last and yesterday when the lens arrived, I'd been on YouTube and I'd noticed that there were quite a few videos of people comparing the F4 version with the F2.8 version of this very lens. And what I thought was interesting was quite a universal agreement between all of the people who'd done these review videos that when it comes down to it, the difference in bokeh is actually not that great.
Yeah.
Even at F4, on the F4 version, you can get just as soft and creamy a background as you do with the 2.8 version. The difference is really quite subtle.
Not that we care about that, of course.
No, not that we care about that. Yeah. So I am quite happy with that decision.
And I'm sure after walking around all day somewhere on holidays in Sri Lanka carrying it,
yes,
forward decision.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was watching a video, YouTube. I rarely do this stuff, but I was watching a YouTube video and happened to be a photography one the other day.
Right.
And this guy was talking about, you know, gear and his and gimbals and lenses, and so it's just rubbish just going on. But anyway, he had his camera with a 600mm F4 Nikon lens on his camera.
Right.
And he's holding it for about 30 seconds. He's going, and already my shoulders and my back, well, they're already starting to fatigue.
Wow.
I'm going, man up, dude. That's 30 seconds. Yeah, but certainly if you're shooting a lot, holding a lens up, that's a 2.8. It's a fair commitment to
what you don't realise is that was the 25th take of the video that he'd had to shoot.
Exactly. Well, she could damn well stop stuttering.
Been standing here for 3 hours holding this lens.
Yeah, so I think you've done the perfect choice. And that would have been, if you'd asked me and bothered to get my opinions.
I get your opinion every week without asking for it.
I would have said exactly the same, go exactly the same way. So.
Yeah, nice. So, what's been happening in your week?
Nothing. Next.
Okay.
Actually, I was involved in a photo shoot today.
Okay.
But not involved.
Oh.
I witnessed a photo shoot, but the school principal of my daughter's new school rang the other day and said, the local paper wants to do a feature on the school, and they want a couple of representative students. And so he asked if my daughters would be the students.
Of course.
So they're going to be front page of the local paper. And watching the photographer from the local rag come along and set up his shoots and stuff, and, oh, so hard to bite your tongue. You know, he wasn't doing anything wrong technically, but he was using like a normal Nikon flash,
yeah,
and he's bouncing off the ceiling. And he's shooting flash, and then every second shot, there's no flash because the flash isn't recharging fast enough.
Yep.
And he's like, it's like, dude, that's a problem you got to fix.
Yeah.
You know, if you're shooting that, if every second shot you do is blank,
yep,
because it's no good because you're not getting the lighting you want, well, either shoot a hell of a lot slower. I didn't say this, of course, because whilst I'm opinionated, I'm, you know, an idiot. Total prick. And I'm thinking, this is the guy who definitely needs a Godox lithium battery powered flash. That recharges, yeah.
Or he needs to somehow dial down the flash power and bounce off a shorter distance.
Well, look, he's using it on camera, using probably TTL, he's bouncing off a ceiling. So the distance.
And the ceiling's 15 feet, I suppose.
Well, actually, it was a fairly high, they are fairly high ceilings, but the distance is the distance is the distance. Yeah. But if he's using, in this day and age, and these flashes are so cheap, to invest in a lithium-powered flash, you know, get past the old Hold'em and start shooting. But that was kind of fun to watch somebody else's establishing shots and setting up props and everything else. That was a bit of fun.
Were you seeing the images on the back of the camera as he was shooting?
No, I was being polite and staying away.
Yeah, right.
But he's going to send me the photos, so we'll critique it when they arrive.
Oh dear,
that's kind of good. The kids are pretty excited.
Yeah, cool. Know?
Except the school's so damn new that there's no uniforms.
What?
Yet the uniforms haven't arrived yet. The school starts next Thursday.
In five working days,
the school opens.
Right.
And there's no uniforms. Yeah, we went down last Saturday to buy, and we managed to get a jumper and a couple of pairs of shorts, and that's kind of it.
Wow.
And so messaging with the principal today, and he's freaking out and going, what are we going to wear, for this shop? So we end up being just going to have to be casual. And then just driving back to my place before going down for the shoot, I thought I'd pop into the uniform shop just to double check. And they're just unboxing them.
Oh, no.
So we showed up at the school. We showed up at the school in full uniform, and he just about fell off his chair. So that was nice. So
awesome.
And all the stuff arrived. So he was rather pleased. So the kids look pretty cute.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's about the only thing photographic this week.
Right.
did I tell you last week my Tanzania trip's filled up?
That is awesome news.
That's completely full.
You didn't tell us on the podcast, but I did see it on Facebook. So
that's full. I haven't got official approval, but I'm going to do it anyway. I can say that our wonderful listener, George Georgiadis, is going to be coming along on the tour with us.
Fantastic.
So it's going to be lovely to have someone who can critique the tour on the podcast.
Yeah, nice.
We'll get him on afterwards and take the piss out of me.
For sure.
I love this. He got his wife to listen to the podcast last week, apparently.
Oh, okay.
And she just looked at him and goes, oh, my God, two over 50 sarcastic bastards on tour. That's going to go well. I think we're going to have a ball. And then three, a lovely husband and wife couple, and another guy out of the US are coming along with me. So
cool.
That's all full. But I am just launching a February carving season trip.
Carving?
The carving season.
What's that?
That's when everything's carving. Not like carving the turkey.
Okay.
Having babies, Bruce.
Right. Okay. So when people ski downhill on the snow, they call that carving.
Yeah, well, that's
you
stupid.
You have...
That's carving C-A-R.
Yes, but it still sounds the same. You could have ice shelves breaking off of Antarctica. That is carving.
Bruce.
I'm just saying there's multiple kinds of carving. If you're not going to be specific.
Context, Bruce. Context. Everything to do with context. Now, if I'm up in say, snowy reaches of some mountain range somewhere and say to I was on the back of a horse and we were carving down a mountain, he's not giving birth. Not a she, he's definitely not. But she's not giving birth on the way down the hill. So February for the carving season. So carving season's an astounding time. Most people want to go to Africa for the Great Migration, which is
okay,
perfectly sensible because it's a phenomenal time of year to be there.
Right.
But the other and slightly less visited time of year to be there is the carving season when all the wild beast and the zebra and all the animals are giving birth.
Aha, right.
Tens of thousands of wildebeest being born every day.
Wow.
So all your big predator animals.
Yep, pretty active. All the big cats.
Yeah, they're all pretty active that time of year because stocking up the larder time sort of thing, So it's a February tour and also another August tour next year for the Great Migration as well, which more than likely is half sold out already. So thinking of coming along to that.
Nice.
Give me a holler because it may not last long.
Mm-hmm.
And the lovely folk at Tamron once again will be supplying lenses and stuff for the both of those tours.
Yeah, nice.
Which is good. Yeah. Awesome. So, yeah, and I'm still working on my next year's super secret
Alaska
trip.
Yep,
and Alaska and Inuit bears and Inuits.
Yep.
So it's going to be pretty cool. We should hopefully have that launched in about 3 or 4 months. We're just going to do a recce to the location, to the village, to talk to the people. So as I said last week's episode, it's really want to be a cultural exchange.
Yeah. A little bit humanitarian by the sounds of things.
Well, humanitarian sounds like they need aid.
Okay.
I want to share.
All right, okay. We'll
share some knowledge. We'll share some photography knowledge.
Yep.
They share some of their cultural histories and stuff. So
yeah, nice.
And weird thing is that the village we're going to is in the last 70 years has never had more than 60 people living in it.
Yeah, you were saying that last week.
But there's a book. I found a book. written by the daughter of one of the elders of the village, of all their great stories, all their great beliefs.
Oh, wow. You know,
tribal custom and beliefs. So that's really cool to be able to research and to get a bit of a feel for something a little bit more local and topical than just the general. So that's really cool. So it's quite amazing for such a small place that a book can exist.
Yeah.
All the people take the time to write this stuff down.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, so nothing photography other than getting stuff organised for planning stuff, and away we go. Nice. And last week was school holidays. I got school holidays. They're going to school next Thursday. And a happy cat will I be.
Well, Max has left home for the weekend.
Woo-hoo!
He's gone to Darwin with his girlfriend and another guy, and then there's two guys that live in Darwin, and the five of them are hanging out for the Australia Day long weekend. So Kath and I have got the empty nest thing happening this weekend, so it's all a bit strange. It's like, wow, how did this happen?
Man.
How did he get to this point so quickly?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just insane. Anyway, should we get on to some stories?
Yeah, get out of the sauna.
Three bits of listener feedback. Susan Menis said in response to the blog post for last week's episode, when I said we is back for another year, she said the listeners might be back too.
They might.
Yes.
No guarantee.
Reg Vardy said, excellent episode, probably the best this year. Thanks, Reg.
he's a lovely guy, eh, Reg?
David Putzier said, I can't believe you named the episode after me. You guys are great. So to clarify, I listen to about 10 photography podcasts a week, and Shutters Inc. tops the list. Oh, and we have interacted before. I messaged you praising the updated website design from its previous 1990s look.
I remember that message because that was very spot on, wasn't it? Yeah,
David, you have to forgive me for getting that particular interaction, mate, because we have, you know, we have 7, potentially 8 listeners, and trying to deal with all of that interaction, mate, there's
and
just...
And the email we had that year just overwhelmed the service.
That's right. I can't possibly keep track.
this is to 10 photography podcasts a week.
That's crazy.
Now, here we go again, though. See, he's trying to clarify, but he keeps it murky. Okay. So to clarify, I'll listen to about 10 photography podcasts a week, and Shutters Inc. tops the list.
Yeah.
Doesn't say a list of what?
Well, the 10 photography podcasts that he listens to.
He didn't say that. It tops the list of the shittest things I listen to every week. It tops the list of the things that help my bowel movements. It tops the list of things to drive my wife crazy. He doesn't say it tops the list of my best. I think we need to call this episode the Putzia Reprise or Reprise, which means it went, or DP review, preview. So the Putzia times two, twice the Putzia in the one podcast. It's not bad. Right. Top 10.
Yeah.
That's a lot of podcasts to listen to. I mean, that's, if they all go for half an hour, 40 minutes or whatever, let's say, that's 4 hours a week. You must have a hell of a commute.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
So now we've had the Putzia episode. We've got the Putzia reprise. We know he's contacted us in the past, but we still don't know nothing about him except that he's listened to a ridiculous amount of podcasts.
Yeah.
So tell us some more, Dave. You know, what do you like to photograph? Are you game to send through a couple through, you know. I'm serious. I'm not sure if the episode went out last week as introduction.
Oh yes, it went out bleeped,
and no one objected. Did we lose any listeners? Probably all know this week. Last week they'll come back to the first listen. This week numbers will fall off like crazy.
Right.
Yeah. We want to know more. We want to know more about everybody. So please, David, tell us more.
Absolutely.
See, even with any research whatsoever in tonight's podcast, I've just managed to fluff a good 2 more minutes of content. Just
at then. Least, if that's what you call content, yeah. I found a post this week on Board Panda, which I really liked. This guy won't stop.
Why does it not surprise me someone like you would be listening to actually a Board Panda website? I mean, is that like a webcam of some panda in a zoo?
No, it's not.
Still aping his mum.
No, it's not. The post is called "This Guy Won't Stop Photoshopping Himself into Kendall Jenner's Photos and It Makes Them 10 Times Better."
And I didn't get this guy on before.
Not that I know of.
Different photos. I know we did with one of the Jennery type.
Oh, really? I don't remember that. But I came across this and just went, oh, this is awesome. Because he's gone to great lengths to match the style and the look of the image. And, you know, you just need to have a look through these photos. And some of the captions are awesome.
I can't. Since we noticed you're using an ad blocker and it won't let me close it down. So I can't look at any photos.
I don't use an ad blocker.
I wouldn't even know why one would even be on there. Must have been on there in 2009 when I bought the computer. Right. And it shows how few times ads popped up because I don't remember having that. So anyway, so I'm sure I'll take your word for it. The photos are awesome.
Yeah, they're very funny.
You can't see one of them in a like bee suit or something.
Yes, that's the first image in the set.
Oh yeah, we've definitely seen this guy before. I'm almost.
Oh really? Oh okay. Okay, well, my apologies. I don't remember it.
But these are different photos. These are I think the heading actually says he won't stop photoshopping himself.
Yeah, so maybe that's an update. Before,
and these are an update, basically. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my apologies. I don't remember it the first time, but yeah, I came across it this week and thought it was hilarious, so I thought I'd throw that in. And Adam sent us an interesting link. These portraits were made by AI. None of these people exist. Yeah, and
I saw that a while ago.
This is a Petapixel article, and there is also a video included in the article. And basically what they've done is taught this AI to, like frequency separation, you know how you do frequency separation with photo editing to work on coarse details, medium details, or fine details. This AI has been trained to do the same sort of thing, merging faces together. So it'll do some work at a coarse level, like as to what hairstyle and what face shape and you know, coarse detail information like that, and then medium level detail, which will be sort of finer features, and then very fine detail, which will be, you know, skin tones and pores and things like that. And the video goes for 6 minutes and explains, you know, what they were training the AI to recognize and how it does what it does. And it is just freaky to watch. Just, yeah, amazing stuff.
The thing is, though, Bruce, if you think about it, whilst you say none of these people exist, try and prove that the people in any of our photos exist.
Sure.
Yeah, so all existential on you there, so.
Of course. Deep. Very.
Deep. Yeah, we're branching into whole new territories in this year's podcast, Chris. We're going to go places this year, my friend.
Right.
Excellent. Existential. Excellent. Are these photos of cats, fake cats? Yes, they are.
Quite possibly.
And they're fake cars. It's fake cars, fake cats, which, of course, is just changing the R to a T, and fake bedrooms. This is very,
yes,
very bizarre.
It is very bizarre.
Cool.
But it is pretty exciting. Like what they're teaching AI to do is amazing. And I think back to the story that I heard maybe 12, 18 months ago about the way video can now be doctored.
Yeah.
To make it look like someone said something when they didn't even say it, you know. Yeah. You just think, wow, where are we headed? We're going to get to a point where you won't be able to believe anything.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Now, did you see that in America and the Northern Hemispheres, they had a lunar eclipse a couple of months ago?
Oh, yes, and a blood moon.
And a blood moon at the same time.
Yep.
Well, did you see that somebody photographed a meteorite hitting the darkest part of the moon?
Yes.
During that? That's pretty cool,
isn't
it? Yes,
that was amazing.
But here's the thing, though. They were there shooting, waiting for it.
Were they?
Some people I read about were, because they that's part of their research. They've been planning, and they every month during the dark phases of the moon, they're photographing the moon trying to record meteorite strikes.
Oh, so they didn't know that it was going to happen.
Well, didn't know it was going to hit. No, but they're photographing it with an expectation that at some point
they'll capture one. Yeah, right.
And the guy said, "I had a feeling about today."
Yeah, right.
So that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah. Because the post that I read said, you know, it was very opportune that everybody happened to be looking up at the sky at this particular time because of the eclipse and the blood moon. And so there was, you know, plenty of footage of this occurrence, which is great.
I remember years ago we all stayed up one night to watch when I think it was a comet was going to hit Jupiter. Do you remember that at all?
No.
That and nine, I was watching it through a telescope, saw nothing. But nine parts of this comet hit Jupiter, and there's some amazing photographs from that too. So,
right.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that's my entire, because I just looked it up just then, that's my entire
contribution.
Yeah, but you only gave one article too, so waffling about something about your bloody camera and lens and stuff.
Well, mate, I'm happy to keep it short. If you want to get out of here, we can. Well,
you know, you've got to think that for every minute we're not on,
yeah,
is making someone's life that little bit better.
Of course.
Yeah, they've put themselves down for an hour of torture. I mean, an hour of torture. And here are 30-odd minutes in, they're going, "Ooh, that wasn't so bad.
I came here for an argument." No, you didn't.
Was it no, you didn't. Is that the full half-hour argument or just the 5 minutes? Excuse me? Well, thank you. I'm going to go and have a shower and
no worries,
wash
mate.
This sweatiness of now just to confirm, I was wearing shorts all the way through.
Glad to hear it.
All right,
mate. Have a good one. We'll talk to you next
Bye,
week.
Bye, everybody.
See you next week.
Shutters Inc. Another audiotu.com quality podcast. For questions, comments, and feedback, email theboys@shuttersincpodcast.com. We'll be right back.